Okay, so now that we've established a little bit about the concept of a mitzvah lishma and how a mitzvah which is done lishma is qualitatively a different chevtza of mitzvah, it's a different type of mitzvah than one shelo lishma. So now we need to understand the concept that we've probably all heard beforehand, that Chazal tells us that mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. That mitzvahs that are done shelo lishma will somehow generate or bring us towards doing mitzvahs lishma. He says on page Chav Beis, "V'kevin shezachinu lahavin achiv agadol asok b'tor mitzvos lishma." Now that we've established the greatness of doing mitzvos lishma, "V'avdal agadol v'inol v'in shel lishma." And again, the big distinction between when it's done lishma and shel lishma, "Aleinu lekabel al atzmein avodazus." We have to take it upon ourselves to try. "U'bozen nizgel kevas Hashem." We'll get closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. "V'navol avodas Hashem mitoch ahava v'yira mimenu yisbarach." And we'll be able to serve Hashem through a sense of ahava and yira. Yesh toam v'choshvim. There are those who are mistakenly think shekeven shamru chazal. Once chazal tell us l'olam yasok adam b'tor mitzvot afilo shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. That since the Gemara says there's a heter, there's the right, or we're allowed to engage in Torah mitzvot even if it's shelo lishma, because mitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. So what do they think? Ein muta aleim lefanas levavim levaras hashem lishma. I don't have to bother getting it lishma. I don't have to try to find this fundamental awe and love of Hashem. Shaloko Madrigos Memelu Avot is going to come by himself in Meshach HaZman. Chazal told us, Mitoch Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. So as long as I keep plugging away Shelo Lishma, don't I have a guarantee that it's going to reach Lishma?
When we look at the reality, we've seen Anashim Zikanim, older people, Shekvar Asku Batur Mitzvos Kama Shanim. And they've spent their whole lives doing Mitzvos Shelo Lishma. And now, Vadayin Lo Hayil Madrigas Lishma, and they haven't reached Lishma. So what happened to Chazal's promise? The Gamal Adam is born Matzav HaPrati, a person look at his own individual situation. Ha'imu Margish. If I know it of myself that I'm not quite at the level yet of doing mitzvot lishma, and I've been doing them shelo lishma, if I look back, do I feel that there's any more lishmaness in what I'm doing now than what I've been doing? Adaraba. So often it's the opposite. Oftentimes people have dropped because when they were excited about something when they started, it may not have been kulishma. And then it's something else that I do. So I do it, but there's no, that excitement is lost. There was a passion, there was a brand in what I was doing. But now that I've been doing it, what I'm supposed to be doing for years, now it just becomes habitual, it's what I do. Chas v'shalom. When I was younger, I was excited. So what happened? How do you make sense out of this? What happened to the promise that if we do it shelo lishma, we will reach lishma? The same thing when we're working on character traits. Unfortunately, we see on a row lom de Torah, even people that are engaged constantly in learning Torah, they don't have proper midos. Person who learns and toils in learning and serves Hamid HaChamim, he's not honest, he can't talk nicely to people. What do people say about him? It's a chil Hashem. But this reflects on what Torah is supposed to be. This is what somebody learns Torah. Woe unto his father who taught him Torah. Oy lo the rabbi shalim the Torah. To his rebbe who taught him Torah. Look how disgusting his ways are. Right? This, how could this come out from Hashem's Torah? We need to think about it. How did this happen? How does it happen that a person can be learning Torah every night, every day, and the midos haven't changed? Hello, Torah tzarech l'rom ha'adam yos ish me'ula b'chol drachav. It's supposed to raise the person up. V'al korchach rom is that we must be. K'mo shekar tzavchu b'al yamus, like the b'al yamus would teach us, she'bein adam yachal l'matar b'asma, that's a person can learn with tremendous diligence.
If a person doesn't have desire to improve himself, he'll remain crooked. But if a person wants that the Torah should help him and complete him and make him more whole, I lost the place. He has to have it himself. But if he's going all day and he's angry and he's jealous, and he doesn't spend any time introspecting, he doesn't care about the topic. So it's not a magic trick. It's the same thing when we're trying to get closer to Hashem. Even though Chazal tell us, even though a person should engage in mitzvahs, even shalolishma, because it will lead to lishma, it doesn't come by itself. Again, it's not hocus pocus. It's not that I have no desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm going to do the mitzvahs, so somehow the mitzvahs are going to override my lack of desire. It doesn't work like that. We see the reality the world teaches us. Shem Adam is Palo. Person davens and mevarechol berchoso bli kavana, and he does. And he doesn't have kavana when he's davening, when he's making brachos. Veinam is bonen klal bein zeshgar zeshem. He has no thought about God at all. It's just what I do. So my parents did. So my grandparents did. So I do it. Yachol lasa, but Torah says kol yamav v'adayin yishar chas. So I'm reka mitochan mitzvah shekev zeshem. You're going to be completely lacking. You see it in the words themselves. It's not a kula. It's not a leniency. It's not that, okay, don't worry what your kavan is, because if you start off shalolishma, you're going to reach the shema. No. It's a chumra. It's a stringency. How so? It doesn't say, oh, toil in the middle of shalom lishma, because that's a great thing. There'll be a few special people who reach the shema. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of doing mitzvah shalom lishma? Raku kadei lagiel madrigal lishma. It's if I can't get to lishma any other way, so if I toil in mitzvahs, maybe I'll get there. For the modern musician, Adam Osak b'tor mitzvahs kol yamei chayav b'madrigal shel shelo lishma. But if the person stays at the level of shelo lishma his whole life, harich lo chaser v'ikar tafkido. Then he missed out on what the mitzvah shelo lishma were about. The mitzvah shelo lishma are supposed to be there to keep us going as we are trying to get to lishma. Because of Achidot Dvar Mavhilim, and the Chidot writes something unbelievable. V'chol Osa Shelo Lishma Noach Lo Shelo Nivra Kevin Shelo Kiyim Tafkidu Ba'olam. And it's about that person who never gets off of the level of Shelo Lishma to the level of Lishma. That person, the Gemara says, again, according to the Chidah, that even a person is shalol lishma his whole life, it would have been better had he not been created. In the last paragraph from Revil Yodessa, V'chein kosav mechtav el yo, ki mitoch shalol lishma bo lishma hu tnai. It's a condition. She'im hu kach, b'sof kol sof, az haya kadai kol ve shalol lishma. If you reach lishma, then it comes out retroactively that your shalol lishma was worthwhile. But if you never get there, that's called Eitzek Shalishma no Klum. It's not worth anything. Because you're not going to get any reward for it. Again, whether it literally means you don't get any reward, whether it was what he described earlier, that the malachim that are created can't get up as much. But the purpose, the point is that there's a fundamental difference between Shalishma and Lishma. And the Shalishma is there to keep us going as we strive. But it's not going to happen by ourselves, and it's the effort that we put in that ultimately will lead to our success.